USA News update. Sources say House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is expected to urge Republicans to back a short-term funding bill with disaster relief that could avert a partial government shutdown. This after Republican lawmakers blocked another stopgap bill yesterday. The U.S. is on the brink of a fourth partial shutdown in the past decade as the chamber has been unable to pass legislation to keep the government funded after tonight. More than 25,000 workers are on strike against Detroit automakers after another 7,000 walked off the job in Illinois and Michigan yesterday. United Auto Workers expanded its strike to put more pressure on Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis. The strike is entering its third week. Authorities in Illinois say there are multiple fatalities after a semi-truck carrying toxic anhydrous ammonia overturned and crashed into several vehicles on Highway 40 southeast of Springfield last night, causing some residents to be evacuated. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.